Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you have a podcast. You really want to make money with it? Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
It is Friday, December 6th. Good morning, I'm Scott Jagow.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. The new sheriff of St. Louis is set to introduce his own team to the department.
Alfred Montgomery doesn't take office until January 1st, but is already handing out termination letters to over two dozen officials in the current sheriff's administration.
We hired a bunch of individuals for our administration, so we already have our command staff willing and ready to come on board and work day one.
Montgomery claims many of the officials being terminated received raises in the last 3 months. Montgomery wants to use these terminations to rebalance the budget and raise starting salaries for deputies by $10,000. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A former teacher and now Missouri legislator aims to restrict student cell phone use in schools. Democratic State Rep. Kathy Steinhoff has introduced a bill for the 2025 session that would mandate schools limit electronic device use during classes. Exceptions, of course, for emergencies or educational purposes.
The Post-Dispatch says Steinhoff's push comes as a response to declining classroom engagement, largely attributed to cell phone distractions. A recent survey showed strong public support for such measures in Missouri, with 72% of adults in favor.
A recent Missouri law requires names of victims and witnesses to be taken out of court records. As KMOX's Megan Lynch tells us, some groups are fighting it.
If those things are taken from our record, we're going to be a poorer society.
Attorney Mark Sableman represents the Missouri Broadcasters Association. Sableman says it's in the public's interest to know what our courts are doing. He says court records provide an essential historic record. He uses the freedom suits in St. Louis as an example.
The suits were brought by enslaved people. It's challenging slavery. And we celebrate the freedom suits now. There have been books written about the freedom suits. But those books were only possible because the court records contained all the details, the names, the circumstances.
Sableman points out many witnesses are professionals hired to give testimony. He adds in sensitive cases, courts have always had discretion to take out victim and witness names for their protection.
While the Missouri Attorney General has acknowledged constitution problems with the law, the office has suggested state courts have applied it too broadly.
Missouri Senator-elect Mike Henderson has filed a bill requiring drunk drivers who cause the death of parents to financially support the child until they reach the age of 18. The Republican from Deloge believes that is necessary because many drivers lack insurance.
The problem is in Missouri, we have so many drivers driving without insurance nowadays. And so you can't get blood out of a turnip. Now, some people say, well, how do you get money out of them afterwards? Once they go to work, it'd be just like child support that they would pay until they're 18, so they could even have it garnished if necessary.
Henderson likens his bill to life insurance. You hope you never need it, but it's important to have just in case.
A federal grand jury has charged Emmanuel Suarez and Anwan Mosby from St. Louis with kidnapping and murder. They're accused of abducting Clayton resident Michelle Hampton, with Mosby allegedly shooting her to death in the city of St. Louis. Suarez drove the stolen vehicle involved. Court appearances are set for Suarez in a couple weeks and Mosby in January.
In a significant court ruling, a Florida jury has awarded $310 million to the parents of Tyree Sampson, a 14-year-old from St. Louis who tragically died after falling from the Orlando Freefall ride in 2022. The lawsuit claimed Funtime, the manufacturer, was negligent because Tyree's size exceeded the ride's capacity and the harness was incorrectly set. The decision, in part, hopes to push for improved safety measures in amusement parks.
This morning, many from the St. Louis community will gather in the Central West End for the funeral of Colin Brown. He's the 16-year-old CBC high school student killed by a stray bullet on I-55. That service will be held at the Cathedral Basilica at 10 o'clock this morning.
A visitation for Colin Brown held yesterday at CBC in Town and Country, drawing many to pay their respects. Brown was a member of the varsity hockey team, and his tragic death has rallied the community's support. The incident happened on I-55 southbound near Carondelet as he was returning home from a game with his father. The police investigation continues with a large reward offered for information leading to an arrest. From the KMOX Business Desk, a fresh look today at the national labor market. We get more from CBS's Steve Kathan.
The government says employers added 227,000 jobs last month, a bounce back from October's gain of just 36,000. Economists say that number was weak because of the effects of strikes and hurricanes. The unemployment rate in November ticked up to 4.2%. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The latest economic estimates have the St. Louis region's economy growing better than some peer cities, but still below others. Figures out from the Bureau of Economic Analysis says St. Louis's GDP grew 2.5% from 22 to 23. That's better than Kansas City and Cincinnati, but not as good as Pittsburgh, Nashville, Denver, Tampa, Austin, and Charlotte. It's also less than Columbus, Ohio's 6% growth.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.